mad that didn't make it. No, that didn't make it onto the fuck. God, I'm so mad they didn't make it in there.
Are you recording now?
I'm recording now. Yeah, I'm recording now. Check it out. I'm recording now.
Dude.
Hold on a second. Keep talking.
Dude.
No, man, I love using this board because I make
I love having comes.
Oh, God. So, fucking, hey, welcome to the Winkle Podcast, Form Success, Not Really, Not Rose, Not Witness Us. Me and Nick kind of decided to record on the, like, just on the fucking fly.
On the fly.
And we knew that if we called Wes, he'd feel bad because he's at work, and I didn't want Kenny to have to do something, because I'm pretty sure he already had plans with his beautiful wife, and I didn't want to disrupt that or anyone to feel upset they couldn't make it. So we're doing it old school. It's just me and Nick. Nick, do you know what episode this is?
69.
Soixante-neuf, j'adore record, 69 episode. I don't know if that's true or not. Well, let me check. I'm going to be upset if it's not. Oh, fuck, it's only episode 63.
Oh, we're close to 69?
I mean, we're close to 69. It's episode 63, which would be soixante-trois, which just sounds like that's French for 60 twats. Everybody knows that. Soixante-trois. All right, so I was thinking, I work with a guy who is a Muslim.
Gross.
I know. I only wish Kenny was here so he could be like, boo, like play. Like
sorry, I'm a big Trump fan.
Play the soundboard. Oh, we'll get to that.
We're working today.
He said we were talking about religion. And
we're working today.
And I was trying not to talk about religion. And he was like,
we're working.
He's like, yeah.
We're twerking.
He's like, Patrick, you're a Christian, right? And I went, no.
Sorry, I'm in a mood.
That's okay. So am I, dude.
Yeah.
We'll get to why I'm in a mood.
Great.
I'm fucking...
Let's record forever.
I'm legally fucking...
Naked.
Stoned to the bone.
What?
We'll get to that.
You're stoned?
On fucking prescripts. Scripts.
Hell yeah.
We'll get to that.
Get it.
All right, so the fucking... So the guy at work, he's like, yeah, I'm a Muslim. And I was like, all right, whatever. And then he was just was like, yuck. And then, no, I didn't. And he's like, you're Christian, right? And then I was like, no, what the fuck? No. Like, I got upset that he thought that I was a Christian.
Yeah, I know. I do too. I
and
do
he was
too
just
sometimes.
Like, he's like, I just, you know, I figured everybody was. And I was like, well, I figured all you guys were terrorists. It's not true. I didn't say that. But I was like, hey, since we're being assumptive about people's religion, what's up with that 70 virgin thing?
It's misinterpretation.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's not cracked up to be like that. And I was like, man, that would suck, right?
So can I explain it?
Hold on. Let me tell you what I said. I was like, okay. That would suck, right? And he went, what? I was like, if you got to heaven, there were 70 virgins. And he goes, what? Is it? You ever been with a virgin? I went into this like late 80s hack bit. I was like, all it is you get 70 virgins, right? And if you get to have
sex with 70 girls that never fucked before.
I was like, you have sex with one of those girls. And that girl is going to be like, oh, that was not that great. That sucked. I'm in a lot of pain. And what do? Girls be talking. And then that one virgin's going to tell those other soixante-neuf other virgins that you're bad at sex. And then you have to spend eternity trying to convince these other girls that you're not bad at sex. That's just life on earth as a single man. Terrorists don't get it. If you want to get the same effect that committing an act of terrorism to death will get you, just move to America and try to meet American women. Hey, we're having a good time on the Three Cool Podcast.
So I think I've explained it before to you, but...
Dude, is this coffee gay? Because there's like a rainbow in it because the way the light hits it.
Just a regular coffee.
Oh, I can't be drinking.
I put a little bit of sugar in there. Like a half a teaspoon of sugar.
I can feel it.
Because I don't know how you
I
like
can feel
coffee.
The sugar in there.
You stop fingering that.
I won't. Dude, I'm fucking God.
Good. Give me some of them.
No, you know. We're going to record like a regular episode, and then I told Nick we're going to do a Halloween episode, because I don't like Halloween, and Nick does, so he's going to try to convince me otherwise.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. Go ahead.
So, in, you remember in school, it's a Strabix coffee my sister bought me for my birthday.
Take it back. Give it back to her.
It's black coffee.
I'm not going to make that. Shut up. Don't fucking set me up for that. Tell me who gave you this, then say it's black coffee. Because
I love my sister.
What?
Anyway, I said I love my sister.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't have to. She's not my sister. Don't look at me with those accusing eyes.
You don't like my sister?
I said I don't love your sister.
I know. Why not?
I don't know her like that, man.
You love me.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. I love my mom. I don't really care for my other, you know, they're all right. But that's none of my problem.
So
that's none of my problem.
What the
fuck? You know,
Patrick.
Talking about the Kermit thing? He's like, fucking, you know what? You know, it's not my business. Do dude. I'm fucking, I am out
I
there.
I know, it's awesome.
I'm above this, looking down on this, happy to be a part of it.
Oh, shit, what's the scene?
You were going to talk to me about
Oh, in Arabic, there are, like, it's just consonants, like it is in Hebrew. And
no vowels?
No short vowels.
It's only like A.
Like ah.
Let's kill American.
Yeah.
Let's kill ale.
And
the Americans.
Yeah, like American would start with moo.
What? So they're silent?
It's a consonant. So it's just consonants, and the short vowels are understood. Does that make sense?
No.
So it'd be like, pumpkin would be like P M P K N.
They put a pumpkin on my
desk. Look, they wrote this shit. They made it up a long fucking time ago when people were really fucking stupid.
They put a pumpkin on my desk for work, and they were like, you can decorate however you wanted to. I just grabbed the Sharpie and fucking took every ounce of self-control not to write Blumking on it.
You didn't throw away and say I could throw it away whenever I want to.
No, I was talking to Alan. I was like, yeah, I'm going to put Blumking on this.
God, you're fucking
And he goes,
job.
What's that?
You
and
are...
I was like, I'm the king of the Blumkins. Dude, I have
Your
alienated...
Your new job is better off Ted.
I have alienated myself so hard.
Yeah?
From everybody. Aside from the one guy who, like, last day was the other day.
Anytime I do something, like, a little fucked up, people at work fucking love me for it because they think I'm so... Dude, they have fucking no idea. No. They think I'm so fucking uptight and, like, straight-laced. Everybody except for one person.
There's a guy there named Raul, and no one can ever get him on the
Raul?
Phone. And I said...
Raul?
I was trying to call him, and I just put my phone down, and I just went, fuck! Like, just like that. And everyone turned around, and I was like, fucking new guy's name's Raul, more like Raboul. This guy sucks. And then nobody. Nothing.
No, that's awesome.
Probably stop saying all these fucking names. They don't listen. Nobody. They don't care.
Coming.
Yeah, Nick's been fucking just... He'll talk about dripping his seed, but he won't talk about dripping his seed.
We've been catching it.
Catching your seed?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick's putting condoms on other men with his mouth and his butthole. Doesn't that seem like the most impractical way to put a condom on? Like, stretch it out over the hole you're about to enter.
Look,
and then just slide it in?
I'm a single man right now.
More like a dingleman.
I got a...
I don't even know what that means.
Beautiful house.
Subjective.
No, look at this place. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, we're recording Nick's kitchen. I'm sitting next to the window. This window is great, but my God, does that sun not come. Don't turn it back. God damn it.
I forgot you're a vamper.
Not that, just it fucking comes in. It bounces off the
I've
white
table.
I've
got a beautiful house, two beautiful dogs.
Again, subjective.
Two cars.
No, you have a Jeep, which I don't see you drive. I would always fucking drive that
Make
thing.
More money than I deserve.
Oh, that must be cool. I don't make jack shit at my... I found out I make, like, a lot less money than I did at my other job at this one.
So what?
Oh, I don't.
Dude, you can only eat one steak at a time. You can only drive one car at a time. You can only have one cum at a time.
Everyone else heard that from the guy who just said he had two of everything. Everyone else heard... I don't like steak.
Money's fucking stupid.
Oh, I don't care. I just realized the other day I saw my bank. I was like, man, my money's going away. Well, I'm not buying anything.
I have less dollars.
And then
than
I looked
I used
at my paycheck and I was like, oh man, there's less of those dollars in there now. Fuck. Used to be a lot more numbers in front of that decimal point.
But who gives a shit?
So I can tell you who does. Western Kentucky. They finally cut on to my scheme I've been pulling.
We've got no cum trophies. Lots of disposable income. Who gives it a
dick? We don't have lots. I got some. I can still buy records and gas whenever I want to. That's pretty much all my general concerns.
Yeah. I've got gas right now.
Don't fart. Okay, fart in here. It's fine. It's a big room. But if you fart, don't fart.
Don't have a fart.
Don't fart. Just fucking know when not to fart. You're so fucked up. Dude, I'm fucking gone. That's awesome. Like, I'm just... Fart at work.
I think I ever want to hang out with Sober Patrick again.
There's a guy at work who, like, I can tell when he farts because he has a little fan that sits on his desk. And, like, I sit downwind from him.
I have a little fan.
Well, it's a little one. It's like this.
And I fart in my office all the time.
Well, he won't, like,
my office always smells like shit.
Like, he'll fart and then he'll reach up and turn his fan on and I'll smell something. Like, fucking, what are you doing?
Having a fart.
And he's like, what, man? And he'll smile. He's like, you just fucking farted. Now you're blowing it at me. And he goes, man, be quiet. And I was like, stop fucking tell your butt, be quiet. Stop farting.
So I stole your joke the other day.
That's fucking fun.
I banged on the off. I'd been farting in my office all day. Because I can't remember what I ate the day before.
Farts.
But I banged on the office of the engineering manager. He was like, yeah. And I opened his door and I was like, some fucking asshole has been farting in my office. And I just slammed his door. That was the end of the conversation. And I just saw him fucking like lose it. Like just like lean back in his chair. Man. And just start cackling. Made my day.
I got Milton real hard on it yesterday.
What's that?
Because the guy's leaving. So like, hey, Patrick, can you want to move your desk over there? And I just went like, no, I don't.
I should have opened his door again and yelled TM.
You should have just opened the door and farted.
PD.
What's that?
That's your initials.
Trademark. That's not my joke. That's an old man's joke in the bathroom.
Yeah.
At the Predators
well,
game.
Okay.
It's not my joke.
But he didn't trademark it, so you trademarked it.
No,
so now
that's
it's
not
yours.
How that works. I don't want to steal jokes because he's also the same guy who was like, this is where those assholes were talking shit. And then he's like, is this where all the dicks hang out? He had a bunch of good ones, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking farts.
I yelled knick-knack paddywhack.
Some dudes, fucking Nick's been getting boned.
Boned.
Dude, some fucking, something about the dudes at work, and Kenny can like vouch for this. People just have no, like, shame ripping shits at an office.
Yeah.
Just fucking Duke nuking them.
Dude, fucking.
I go downstairs in the cafeteria. I use that bathroom.
I left yesterday at like 5:30. If you drive to my work and step into my office right now, it's gonna smell like a shit.
Dude, you gotta fucking get it like an air, like a Febreze.
No.
Get like a little Airwick thing.
I've got a tiny fan just so I can smell it better.
Blow
it's,
right
it's
in my own
pointed
ass.
Pointed right at my ass. It's angled from my asshole to my face.
It's on the ground in between my legs.
So I can
when
smell
I fart,
it better.
Shoots right up into my. And it's heat activated, so I don't have to turn it on. Just like when the fucking fog rolls in, it blows it right betwixt my legs into
I keep
my
it,
fucking mouth.
I keep it 78 in my office.
Are you serious?
How better to smell your farts?
No, dude. Fucking my apartment right now.
I'm
guess
just
how,
I'm
guess
joking.
What my temperature is right
I
now,
keep
my
it set at like 67.
My apartment, 63 degrees.
Your apartment.
I wear
smell
my,
them farts.
I want a blanket.
Eat your own farts.
I have done it. It's a joke.
Fart cannibal. Name of the episode.
It's fine.
Fart cannibal.
I'll make a note.
Can we take a break?
Fuck you!
I know.
We're in the same fucking room.
I gotta have a pee.
Go pee.
I gotta let these dogs in. I gotta have a pee.
We've been recording for 13 minutes.
I know.
I'm not gonna do this 5 times today. You get 3 breaks.
I gotta go squeeze one out real quick.
We're recording 2 episodes. You use them as you want. If you feel like you need to get up now because you want to take a break, you have 2 breaks left.
Okay.
All right. That's a decision that you've made. I'm not gonna stop recording.
You're the best.
That's, well, subjective. We gotta pull up these things here. We have people. No, people wrote us things. I'm going to look them up. I don't know. They don't have a lot going on, man. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can get at us at TB Cool Podcast. You want to follow us on Instagram, Through Being Cool Podcast. Fucking shoot us an email, throughbeingcoolpodcast@gmail.com. Jeremy, hello. I just got your message on Twitter. I will not be able to go to the hockey game today, for I have to do a lot of job stuff, work-related. It's not true. I'm just trying to find another job, so I spend my Saturdays playing video games and looking for new jobs. There we go. I should fucking lean into the microphone. Here it is. That sounds better. All right. So, hey, Rebecca. I'm looking at your name on Twitter. Hello. Dog, what's up? All right. It is fucking impossible to focus right now. Let's see here. I had some notes that I took about things we could discuss. Let's see here. So hockey season started. That's exciting. Go Preds. Go Flyers. Go Flyers first, then Predators. Orange and the black. Let's see. Real bored here. Nick left. I really don't know what to say. Hey, what's up, man? Nick's back. All right. So, hey, man. Have you ever?
Hey,
man. If you go to the grocery store?
Nah.
Never been in my entire life.
Nah.
So you want to hear about how I ruined a hockey game for a family?
Nope.
Sure you do. So
next story.
I went to the Predators game.
Next joke.
I went to the Predators game last
story.
Week. And I got there way earlier than I meant to. And so I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start drinking. So I got.
You don't drink.
Go. Oh, let's talk about that. So
I do know how much you hate families, though.
Oh, I hate them. I hate families. I don't like yours. I don't like mine. If you're listening, kill your own. I don't like them. I'll tell you who I like.
Taking all the strong stances.
My heroes, the Menendez brothers. The only people who really ever truly love their family. Kill them. That's what you gotta do to your parents.
Patrick hates families.
So hashtag kill your family. So I went to the hockey game and
I'm the closest thing to family.
You're
you'll
a fucking
ever have.
Dead man. So I went to the hockey game last Friday and I got there way earlier than I meant to.
I wish you would.
And so I went to sit down, and the lady's like, you can't just sit here. And I was like, oh, what else do I have to do? Like,
oh, just, shit.
And she was like, you have to buy a drink. And I was like, all right.
Who is this lady? She works for the Predators?
No, she works outside at one of the – there's a little bar area outside of the arena that you can sit in before the game starts. So I was sitting there.
And she tried to tell you what to do?
Oh, let's get to that.
Oh, boy.
And she was like, you have to buy a drink. And I was
you
like –
you should have just said, now you fucked up.
And I was just like, all right.
Now you fucked up.
And then I like –
now you fucked up.
To be a smart ass, like, how many am I allowed to buy? And she went three, and I was like, I'm only sitting here if I can buy four. And she went, okay. And I was like, ha, I win. So she gave me four.
You might not know this, but I'm a contrarian.
And then she was just like, what would you like? Would you like this IPA or this other one? And I was like, IPAs taste like buttholes. I'll take the other one. She was just like, kind of like smiling at me. And I was like, they do, right? They're gross. No one buys those. She goes, yes, they do. And I was like,
IPA is more like go F you.
And I was like, have you ever seen it? I asked her, like, anybody ever, like, who looks like someone who could, like, win in a fight ever order an IPA? And she, like, stopped for a second. I was like, yeah, I win fights. I'll take the other one.
I've won fights.
Yeah, I know.
I love IPAs.
It's fun to speak in generalizations.
I know. Look how big I am.
So she gave me these, like, four, like, red ale things.
Yeah.
And then, like, cans. And then she opened them all, which pissed me off. I was like, why'd you open all these at
the same time?
She's like, we have to. And I was like, well, nice. I just have to drink them real fast. So I did. Drink them all real fast. Probably had all those in about like 10, 15 minute span because I wasn't thinking and I was trying to prove a point. So I sat there. So I was like, so I said, buy these drinks. So I can sit here. She went, yeah, it's fine. So I sat there at a table. One table for five. Where are you going? You getting something to drink? So it's a table. Right. It's a table for five people, right? And it's just me sitting at one of the spots. Four seats. Me. Open four seats. A family of four wearing Chicago Blackhawks jerseys comes up and goes,
oh, no.
Mind if we sit
here?
Oh,
no.
And I went, seat's taken. And she went, what? And I got my four cans and I spread them out amongst the seats. And I was like,
oh, boy.
This table's for me and my friends. And then she was like, well,
I'm embarrassed for you.
And then she, like, they just kind of stood there. Dad's like, you're not joking, are you? And I was like, you can't sit here unless you buy a drink. Am I right? And the lady was like, yeah. And I was like, four drinks, four chairs. You can't sit here. And this is a family of, like, a 10-year-old, like, a 4-year-old, mom and a dad. No, it
can
gets
I say,
way
I'm so,
worse.
I'm really shocked you didn't pull the Forrest Gump reference.
What?
Can't say heel.
No, I was just like, seat's taken. I looked down at my arm, and I was like, dibs. But and then they were like, the guy like walked around, like they walked around for a second. I could tell they were just kind
you
of like,
are the worst.
I could tell that the family was still just like, is he fucking serious? Like they were far enough to where I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I could still tell they were talking about me.
This motherfucker.
Yeah,
hates
like, this motherfucker thinks he can just sit here.
This motherfucker.
And at this point,
families.
Those four cans were empty. I was just leaning back, going,
oh my God.
I was just leaning back, like, ha ha, you can't sit here. Like kind of being an asshole about it. And then the dad comes over. And he's like, hey, since we can't sit here and enjoy ourselves, could you at least take a photo of us in front of the arena?
Oh, big mistake.
And I was
huge.
Like, and I was like, yeah, sure.
Pretty woman.
No, wait, it gets way worse, dude.
Oh,
and I was
fuck,
like,
dude.
Yeah, sure, I'd love to.
You're the worst.
So I grab the camera, and I walk over, and I turn on, and they all get in line, and I grab the, and I have the camera out, and I switch it to video mode, and I turn to myself, and I yell, Blackhawks suck. And then I stopped recording and I handed him back the phone. And the mom goes, we're just trying to make a memory. And I went, oh, you'll never forget this. And then I just went back and sat down.
God, you're such a piece of shit. I love you so much. You're such a piece of shit.
Don't fucking come up to me wearing a Blackhawks jersey and expect me to do you any favors. I'll make fun of you in front of your whole fucking family.
I love you more than my own family. And you're the fucking worst. You're such a fucking asshole.
Don't fucking pull that shit.
I know. I mean, I fucking know
any
better.
Any other team, I probably wouldn't have done that.
I'm scared of other men with red beards.
The Blackhawks? Fucking
no.
Get out of my face.
When I meet when I meet a man with a red beard,
yeah,
I usually just don't say shit to him.
Why?
Because I'm scared of
him. We're a friendly people.
No, you're not.
Just don't come at me wearing a goddamn Chicago Blackhawks jersey.
You're not friendly at all.
I'm extremely approachable.
You're the worst.
No, I'm extremely approachable, and people want to divulge their secrets to me. I don't know why. Like, you got a face that looks like it gives a shit. You're bad at judgment.
Yeah. No, I know you don't. I share a handful of my secrets with you.
And I'm...
I share way too many and a handful of my fucking secrets with you.
And I wish
it's
you
It's fucking...
Would.
I know you I don't. I know, you I know, stop. I know. But you're my closest friend. Meet you're the closest... Let me take that back. You're the closest thing to a friend that I have.
Meet new people. Speaking of, like, bad friends, Melissa's having a Halloween party next week. I would love to go. But
Let's
I
go.
I know.
Why? We go every year.
People are, we haven't been in like 3 years. We went one time. She's had like 7 of them.
So I'm bad at remembering.
We've been to one of, we go every year.
Like, I'm bad at remembering.
No, we spend the hour and a half
before
it starts.
Well, we talk about it every year.
We do. We spend the first.
We like Melissa.
We spend the 90 minutes before the actual party going, hey, man, are you going to go? And then you're like, I don't know. I got to get up early. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm lying too. Like, he's like, what are you?
She's one of the handful of people that I've ever met that's not a dog shit person.
No, I absolutely love Melissa. I know she listens. She's a great friend of the show. I actually want to start doing a segment with her because she's been on OKCupid, and these dudes are fucking crazy.
Yeah?
She sent a message to a guy
oh
that was
my
like,
God.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Hey,
Melissa
I'd
would
like
be
to go
awesome
on
the show.
I'd like to go on a date. We should go on a date. And, like, the guy responded back. It's my understanding. The guy responded back that was like, are you willing to relocate? Are you serious about a relationship?
Oh,
before they'd
fuck.
Even gone out.
Oh, I'd love to have her on the show.
So, to me,
she's
I was
so
like,
fucking
hey,
funny.
Megan. Or, hey, Melissa. Go on that date.
Like, and record
and
it.
And then come back and tell us all about
she,
how it
she's
went wrong.
For sure. Like, if there was a top 10 list of people I've ever met that are funny.
Oh, just because she can fucking hold her own. And I'd love to.
I'd put her
party.
On that list. She's super fucking funny.
But those people take Halloween so seriously, and I could not give fucks less about it. So I always get in
come
there.
Come on.
I don't.
Dude, let's go. Come on.
I'm never in
okay,
town on
we're
Saturdays.
Going. Okay, we're going.
What Nick doesn't understand is when I'm told I have to do something.
Change it.
Taint it?
Have a different day.
Oh, I can taint the party.
Taint it. Yeah, you can ruin a party. You know how to ruin a fucking party. For sure.
Don't come up to me. Dressed like a hipster version of Snow White.
No, stop there. Don't
no,
come up to me
no.
and say words out of your head hole.
The girl came up to me and she was just kind of like, what are you for Halloween? And I was just wearing, it was cold outside, so I was wearing my beanie and a hat.
You were like, I'm minding my own fucking business,
pretty
bitch.
Much, I was like, no, I'm just hanging out. Tristan and Melissa, it's our party, so I'm just going to hang out with them. And then she's like, oh, are you like a hipster? And I was like, what the fuck did you just say to me?
And I'm then, dressed as a person that calls every woman I meet a cunt.
Well, oh, this is my cunt call uniform. And I'm on the clock. And from the looks of this party, I'm going to be working overtime.
Guess what my opinion of you is?
Cunt.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt.
Well,
you're a cunt.
She came
cunt.
Up to me dressed like Snow White, and I was like, oh, are you dressed from the character of The Last Story your dad told before he left you and your mom?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're the worst.
And then her and her whole family, her and all of her friends left. Guess what all of her friends were?
What?
The only girls at the party. So... You know,
you are the worst.
I weren't trying to fuck nobody. I was on cunt calling duty.
I know, but
I clocked just, in.
You can be.
I clocked in.
You can just because you don't want to fuck someone doesn't mean you can. Doesn't mean you have to be impolite.
I don't understand that. For
I know. I know. I know you don't.
I just look. She was a bitch. She was a real.
Well,
bitch.
Yeah. So that was shitty, and it was kind of deserved.
Good. Let me tell you about this other time I was mean to someone for maybe no reason.
Right.
No, just joking. You were talking about, you were getting ready to yell at me when I was talking about that Chicago story. Making fun of the Blackhawks.
Chicago.
Fans. Chicago. He's got a podcast.
Does he?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh.
He had a new special on too, but I was getting laid instead of watching it.
Yeah. I know what that's like.
I do too.
I've been having that.
I've been fucking.
I've been having laids.
Fucking checking oils. The puss levels with my. Cock spigot. Is it? Yeah. So what have you been up to, man?
Yeah, I just told you.
Getting.
I've been right. Getting it.
Have you been listening to rap lately?
Like
popular rap?
No. But I have been listening to NPR.
So the exact.
Because my phone's been dying.
What do you mean?
It's just a weird coincidence.
Because you have an Apple phone.
Yeah. So what? It's a work phone. It's not like it's not barely, Apple nut.
Barely works phone. Apples don't have nuts, you stupid.
Dude.
What?
I've been having them.
Having what?
I've been going big.
Okay.
That's it.
No, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Keep talking about all your fucking hefty loads.
Incredible. My life fucking rules.
If you come and you don't get it all out, and you come again, is the first load of that second cum going to be, like, chunky? Can it go bad? What?
If you have a cum, your second load isn't significantly less?
I'm not sure I know what a load is.
That's okay. So, sometimes when you do sex...
I just rub it till my dick cries snot.
And we're back. So.
Ooh, my Cyclops is crying. My Cyclops is sad. I want to have a sad Cyclops. I've been wearing these, like, really short fucking, like, boxer briefs that are, like, seafoam green only to Emily's house. So, and every time I pull my dick out, she's like, you look like a little kid. Because the shorts are, like, a color, like, only children would wear.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that because, I have a baby's dick. I have it's fucking...
Got a huge baby's dick.
It's fucking... if you looked at a baby who was, like, growing too fast, I got a dick like it.
Did I ever tell you that story about my baby dick?
No. About your baby's dick?
So when I was a kid...
My baby's dick so big.
My baby dick so big. That when I walk in...
Is that a Cat Williams?
Probably.
Is that a Cat Williams
He's
dick?
Fucking not funny.
He's
not funny.
He's got hair like a fucking court
he's
jester.
He's an idiot. Not funny. I don't think he's funny.
Yeah, I don't either.
Taking the strong stances. Like, he gives a shit what we fucking think.
I'm going to tell him. Everyone out there, if you guys
tell
know...
him.
If you guys out there know...
His comedy's not for me.
If you guys know Catherine Williams, let him know we don't like him.
His comedy's not for me or us. And if you
us
you
is
think,
in whites.
I seriously, like, that was a huge.
It's the worst.
Issue in
your
my,
puppet.
In my last relationship. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I remember when you guys first started dating, you told me that. I said, I'd break up with her. You got mad at me because I said that. I was like, I'd break up with her, man.
I don't remember ever getting mad at you.
You were like, dude, come on. I was like, nah, it's just, there's certain things I can't. Bad music taste, I will not hold against somebody because I went to the store and bought
yeah.
the new corn album
no,
yesterday.
No, she had bad taste in music.
But
mostly.
When,
mostly.
I can, but when somebody's like has bad sense of humor, I can't be a part of it. Yeah.
When she told me, when because you know how much you know how I feel about stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, it's like closer to my heart than music is. And when I told her...
But that's none of my business.
I was like, I'm a big fan of stand-up.
Oh, she's like, do you love Martin Lawrence?
And I started telling her, like, I was like, you know, I'm into blah, 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 blah. And I started with people who are more mainstream. Because I don't want to seem like a douche.
The new Dane Cook's not bad. I listened to it. I liked it a lot.
I think he's funny.
But it's mostly visual
and
now.
And I think Louis C.K. is funny.
It's a really funny text thing. It was really funny.
But anyway, when she was like, well, I like Cat Williams... And I was like, dude, seriously, we had. I can't tell you how many times I brought that up in fights. I know.
I would have been like,
I know.
Washing but my hands of this one.
I would be like we would be shouting, and I'd be like, you fucking think Cat Williams is funny? Yeah. I don't care what you think.
I like how Nick is judging where she finds joy.
You know that thing you do with your mouth that makes you happy?
You know the one thing
joy?
That's nearly impossible to fake? Laughter? Your version of that
I hate
is
what causes that.
I hate what gives you joy. That
but
sounds
dude,
like a Hope conspiracy
dude,
song.
Fucking,
ooh, I'm going to play that.
Dude. Cat Williams?
Yeah, I mean, he sucks.
Seriously?
More like Scat Williams. That stuff is shit. I will say, though, the fucking Kevin Hart part where he referred to his girlfriend as an Xbox.
I don't think Kevin Hart's... bad.
I
watched his first special. That's the only thing I've ever seen of him. And I thought it was pretty I mean, it was legit.
Was it too legit?
Not overly generic observational humor about being a dad. About being a new
God.
Dad.
I don't want to listen to that.
It wasn't bad. It
I don't
want to
listen
bad.
To someone talk about being a dad.
It was cute. I mean, it's not always about, but like, it wasn't
bad.
Kid
and it does something as good as an adult does because it's a kid. That's really funny.
It was not at all targeted towards the black audience. I thought he was really funny. I mean, obviously, he's the fucking, like, one of the top stand-ups in the world. Like, he's fucking funny.
Mm.
But Cat Williams, dude.
That fluffy guy is one of the top person comedians in the world. He's not very funny.
No, no.
I'm not a fan. I'm from Harry.
No.
You're going to die of, like, Ralphie May? No. Just stop it.
No, no, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's a nice person.
I don't know that. I shouldn't say that.
But, dude. Ralphie May. Fucking.
Apparently,
and that,
like,
that fluffy guy, Gabriel Iglesias.
More like fat.
Oh, my
fat
God.
Girl.
If you think he's funny, don't listen to this show.
Wow. I'm not going to say that now. I mean, all the downloads we can get. But, you
I'm
know.
Sorry, dude. I'm sorry. If you think it's funny, like, fuck you.
I just
you.
Don't know where those paths
kill
would
yourself.
Cross. Jesus Christ.
You're a fucking garbage person. I'm sorry. It's not good. It's not good. I don't want you to listen to this.
I can't zip up my hoodie fast enough.
It's not good. Am I wrong?
I don't.
It's not fucking funny. It's not funny.
I don't think Ralphie May
is funny.
Funny. I don't think that Gabriel
let's
is funny.
Let me. Okay, let's take a break.
No.
Let me find my phone. I gotta find my phone. And let's just
no,
dry
I'm
read.
Not.
Let's dry read some
no
of their jokes.
No comedy's funny. Dry read.
I know. No, so, that's not true. That's not true at all.
It's very true.
That is not true at
comedy's
all.
Comedy's 90% delivery.
Mitch Hedberg.
What?
Read a Mitch Hedberg
that's
joke.
A, that's an. Those are. That's a very. That's one guy. That's one.
Okay. So let's do it back to back. Give me 5 seconds.
Okay. And Nick's taking all these breaks. Nick is taking all these breaks. That doesn't count as a break. You took a step to the right. I don't talk, like, comedy has become like the new music thing with people I meet. Like, I just don't talk about it because I'm just like, I don't. My perspective on it is going to be very, very different than most people's because I fancy myself a writer. And
am I being shitty?
I mean,
is what I'm about to do shitty?
What? What are you about to do?
Dry read people's jokes.
Oh, I thought you were about to start reading Klan literature.
What?
Why wouldn't you? You hate monger?
What is that?
It's the microphone being too close to your phone.
Oh.
They both have magnets in them.
I'm a...
fucking nerd.
I'm doing sex to a... Nope. I won't say that.
I just don't...
I'm definitely not racist.
Wow. Okay. That took a turn, didn't it? I don't think anyone anyone assumed you were being racist.
Said I was a Klan member.
No, I asked if you were going to read Klan literature.
Oh.
Are you going to read Klan literature? I got some screwdriver lyrics we could read if you want to do that. No, I just, the fucking Gabriel Iglesias, it's not my thing. Like, I just don't watch it. I kind of stopped, like, getting upset about that because I was like, look, he's doing it. I'm not. I would love to, but I don't have the balls to do it, so I'm not going to. I'll say that it's not good. I'll say that it's shit, but I'm just, I don't know, man. I'm really careful.
Cars and cameras are the two things I let myself be materialistic about. I don't care about other stuff. What does that mean?
What are these?
Most people are dead. Did you know that? It's true. Out of all the people that ever were, almost all of them are dead.
Who's that?
Just guess.
I don't know.
It's obviously not fucking Gabriel Iglesias.
I'm fucking fat, man.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Okay. Jeez.
A lot of TV is... Oh, fuck. Am I going to have a podcast hangover?
No, I think you will for this. I think you will. So I kind of want to stop you, though. I think you're going to have a podcast hangover. I genuinely think you are, because I can tell you're getting upset, but halfway through this, you've already stopped. I think you will have a podcast hangover. I think you should stop before you get too upset.
I'm aggravated that people think he's funny.
I know,
he's
but
not.
Like,
it's not fucking funny. It's not funny.
I don't disagree with you. What I'm
it's
saying,
not funny.
I don't disagree with you. But what I'm saying is that, like... I think the majority of the horror movies are dog
if you
shit,
listen.
But you
no,
love those.
But they're fun.
See what I'm getting at here? You're making me be the one who has to bring some light to this. What I'm saying is, like, I am with you. But as someone who would want nothing more in the world than to make his living doing that, I'm not going to say that it's dog shit just because it's not for me. I hate horror movies.
All right, look, if we're deleting this, then...
We're not deleting it. We're not deleting it. Just tread lightly. Yeah. It's different if it's like Carlos Mencia. I think Carlos Mencia is a bad person, so I have no problem calling his comedy dog shit, even though 90% of it's ripped off from other people. But like people like Kevin Hart or Cat Williams, like, it's just not for me. I don't have kids and I'm not black. I have no reference for 90% of the stuff you talk about. Gabriel Iglesias, I'm like, yeah, you're just a fat person. You get up there and talk about how fat you are. That's easy. I can get up there and just be like, ah, I'm bald. Hope you guys up front don't get a lot of glare coming off your head. What are you doing?
Fucking not good.
Stop reading it then.
I'll walk up to a woman. I'll say the first thing that comes to mind. Hey, you hungry?
Boom! Yeah, yeah, but see, it's
the door pops open and I'm greeted by an immigration officer with the last name Sanchez. Traitor. Not funny.
Nope.
Not funny.
Nick, you were taking some strong stances on this. It's borderline racist at this point.
What?
I'm joking.
I'm a big boy, but I can get jiggy with it. Ladies, I will go to dance clubs. I will tear it up hardcore. For a good 30 seconds. Not a fucking joke. It's not a joke. That's not a joke. It's not good. Fuck you if you like this. Fuck yourself. I'm sorry. It's not good. I'm sure he's a nice person. And I'm sure, seriously, I sincerely believe he's probably a funny person. I really believe that. He's probably a funny person.
Look, man, if you're packing for arenas, you don't have to worry about playing to the back of the
room. I know. He's, you know what I mean? He probably makes more money than I ever will in my entire life.
I guarantee. Not ever will, because that's saying that you don't have that capability.
I think he could he's probably a sincerely funny person. You can't get that big and not be funny.
What, you get that big and be eating a bunch. Hey!
He's bringing his fucking D-list material. Yeah. It's fucking garbage. It's not jokes.
No, they are jokes.
He's
just
being fat and saying stuff.
No, that's the problem, is they're jokes. He's just not saying anything. That's the problem with
him. He's saying nothing. There's no message.
Right, exactly. But there's
Louis C.K. puts out a new hour every year.
Right.
I don't mean to be cliche, but the guy is fucking, he's sharp.
Yeah.
Like, and he has legitimately, like, changed the way I think about stuff. He's, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's changed my opinion on things. Like that faggot nigger deer. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I don't like any of those words.
Right. Yeah, I hate the word deer.
I know, it's the worst. like legitimately, like, changed how I think about, like, profanity.
They're just, like, words. I mean, but
they are. They are. And I sincerely feel that way now.
Yeah.
Like, he's legitimately changed the way I think about things. Like that, like, his shit, like, fucking, like, it says something. There's a message.
But you can't expect everything to have a message.
I don't.
Because everything that has substance isn't popular. People
I do,
don't
but I don't.
Wanna...
I do, but I don't. So, like, okay. So, I like, I don't know. What's a good example? So, Mitch Hedberg.
Right.
Is an example. Mm-hmm. It's, his stuff is fairly, or was, because he's a dead person. But his stuff was fairly, like, it was, I don't know how to phrase it. Like, you didn't have to be, like, keyed in.
Right.
You didn't
right.
have to be, like, a particular.
You either liked it or
anybody,
you didn't.
Anybody could like it. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very general.
Right.
But he also changed the way I think about some things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I go back to, like, my thing with comedy is, like, the same with, like, most.
Dane Cook.
What I consider, like, consumable media.
Dane Cook, his first special, like, changed in a subtle way.
His first two
specials
are great.
Somewhat changed the way I think about something.
I wouldn't be into stand-up comedy as much as I was, or am, if it wasn't for the first two Dane Cook specials. And that's only because, like, that's, like, I would watch Comedy Central Saturday nights, and, like, that was one that was on, and that's one that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
Just, like, I'm not a huge fan of Nick Swardson now, but that first 30 minutes Nick Swardson put out, it's hilarious. Like, that kind of stuff, like, that's the kind of stuff I grew up on. But, like, it's when it comes to, like, consumable stuff like that, like, not everybody goes into, like, media or,
I'm
like,
I'm just saying, you don't have to be a fucking, what's his name? What's his face? What was the one comedian? Drug guy? Bill something?
Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks. You don't have to be a Bill Hicks who was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Not that funny, but was fucking brilliant. Not that funny. He wasn't that funny.
They weren't punchlines.
But no, but he had a fucking strong message. But you don't have to be, what I'm saying is, you don't have to be a Bill Hicks to have a message. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, shit, what's his name? What's the drunk guy?
Doug Stanhope. I don't like it.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, no, it's fucking heavy-handed.
Right, that's why I don't like it.
But, like, Doug Stanhope fucking, like, really, sincerely
yeah.
changed the way I think. Even though it's, like, it's somewhat, nah, that's a bad example. What? I don't know. Who's like, a general comedian that I like?
You like Joe Rogan a lot.
What's his face that we went and saw?
Bill Reagan.
Yeah, yeah, we went and saw
Brian Regan.
We went and saw Brian Regan. Regan, he's got it's subtle.
Doesn't cuss.
And it's not heavy-handed. But he's got a fucking a little bit of a message. Like he changes the way you think a little bit. And fucking this dog shit. Fucking,
you gotta look at it like drivel. This, man.
It is drivel.
Not everybody takes in.
It's the big K of comedy.
We look at stuff.
It's
like
the Taco Bell of comedy. Is that racist?
No.
It's junk food. It's junk food.
That's exactly what
it's
it is.
Not
that's
fucking
what I'm saying.
Funny.
It's
not
made,
funny.
It's made to be consumed. It's not made to be absorbed, if you know what I mean. Like, it's like that kind of stuff. Like, you take it, like, that is stuff is like, oh, huh, it's just like with shitty, I'm not going to say shitty.
And again, I know he's never going to hear this, but right. I'm just saying, I'm sure, I'm absolutely certain he's a funny person. Because nobody gets there not being funny.
That's not true.
But his, huh?
That's not true.
I'm sure
you can get there
funny.
Stealing jokes.
You no, but you can't get
Carlos
there
Mencia
and not
did.
Be sharp.
Carlos Mencia did.
I'm sure he's a smart person though.
Ooh,
he has to be. He has to be a smart person, huh?
He would perform the stolen bits in front of the people.
You can be a
piece
of shit and be smart.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dad's got a
but
master's
degree. Dude, that fucking is not good.
It's
and
I,
if you like Cat Williams, go fuck yourself. It's I, not fucking funny.
I look at it like it's
a
like
dumb
I said,
haircut
man.
Is not. It's not. It's funny for 2 seconds.
No, that's back of the bus humor. And by that, I mean, like, not black people.
Racist.
I mean, like, when you're in the back of the bus with your friends, like, that's the shit you make. Those are the jokes you make.
It's not
like,
fucking
ah,
good.
Taylor got a dumb haircut. But I'm telling you, like, it's what I've realized, like, now that I don't work, like, I work with people of all fucking walks of life, not just, like, Southern college kids at a fucking electronics store
yeah.
who have, like, one mindset. Like, working with, like, the general public to an extent now, I've realized that, like, the majority of media falls into two categories. It's either consumed, taken in, not thought about, and then just shit the fuck out. Let in, out, done. It's in, it's out, we're done with
it. I watched Duck Dynasty.
Right. Or.
It's terrible.
Or
it's
art.
It's one of the handful of things. It's like I can zen out watching Duck Dynasty.
Right, right.
Because it is garbage. It's like it's junk food TV.
Or.
Let's me shut my brain down.
Or stuff you take in, media, music.
But
movies,
if
video
you think
games.
Cat Williams is funny,
it's that stuff's made
stop
to be
listening.
That stuff's made to be absorbed.
Some of it.
You bring it in and you think about it, and yeah. I think that's what separates a product from art.
Ooh.
That Gabriel Iglesias shit, Cat Williams, all that kind of shit. To me, that's a product. It's made to make money. It's not made to fucking last the time, like last like the long con. It's not made to exist past when it exists in that moment for how long he needs it to exist to make money off to hold your attention that 60 minutes. That's just like Transformers. It's not made to like live on some legacy. It's made to be there so for 2 hours, you and your friends can go spend a bunch of money at a movie and sit there and get and make that guy's money back so that he can continue to do that over and over again. Because he has to do that because nothing he's making is going to stand the test of time. That's why those guys keep putting out bullshit, because they know there's a time frame on it. Whereas people like Glassjaw, people like Converge,
Pete Holmes,
Louis C.K., the exception to the rule, take time to put something out because they think that the time it takes to put in is also the time you're going to take in, respecting the art form and wanting it to last. Like, that's the difference to me. Like, that's why when I go see, like, bullshit comic movies that I don't really care for, I'm like, I didn't really dig that one, but I'm glad it exists. It's there. I don't look at it as high art. I'll go see Pacific Rim and go, say what you fucking want. There's so much it's going on in that movie.
Pronounced Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. And you're like, there's so many people put so much into this for a popcorn movie, and every time I watch it, I enjoy it. To me, that's art. Fucking sitting down and watching fucking Can't Hardly Wait every time it's on. That's just the thing. It's something I consume. It's in there. It's out there. I'm done. Like, the same reason that I like shitty...
You have changed the way I think.
Yeah, it's just that's the way I think about it. Like,
and we'll be right back.
Are you going to take a break?
Yeah.
All right, let the dog out.
Who?
What?
Who?
Who?
Get down the dark. Can't you need to touch a scar so deep? Can't stop the pressure. Fuck Nick.
Fuck Patrick.
Fuck through being cool.
Come listen to Coffee Alt Delete instead. www.coffeealtdelete.com.
Somehow still not American all the way through, right? Two halves. Hey, hey, I'm sorry. All right, so we're back. Me and Nick were just arguing. We were talking about, this is so pretentious, consumables versus art. And we were just discussing about how, like, I don't get mad about that shit anymore, man. And, like, I know that, like, I used to get really fucking upset where I'd be like, how the fuck can you like that shitty fucking band? And it's just kind of like, oh, because they write 3.5-minute songs. Because those 3.5-minute songs go on the radio to sell records, like that's just what it is. It's money. I'm easier to spot what's obviously a money making move for someone who's like trying to accomplish something. And there's people out there who are doing shit that like no, I don't really dig it, but
I have no ill will towards Cat Williams or Gabriel Iglesias. I don't. Look, if I would suck my own cock on stage to make the money they're making.
You hear it first.
However, if you are a person who thinks they're funny, I don't want to talk to you.
My problem with it.
I don't want anything to do with
it. Well, see, no, I have a weird thing of like when I get upset about it from like a creative standpoint.
Can you delete whenever I said kill yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna have to delete it again because you just said it.
But I'm serious. Like if I don't want to be friends with you.
My biggest problem is I think it's lazy because
someone
who does that kind of work, it's just like, okay, you have all of these people paying attention to what you're doing right then and there.
I don't think they're lazy, but I think if you think that's funny, you're fucking lazy.
No, I think the performers themselves are lazy.
I don't think so.
Because here's the thing about it. Like, think about it. You get in a room full of people, right? You have, okay, think about it like this. You're in a room and you have 10,000 people who paid, revolved their day.
They're not lazy.
Put their money. But listen, you're saying
they're not brave. Hashtag be brave.
No, what I'm saying is like you get all these people who pay, who rearranged their day, made it an effort in their finances, their personal life, their time, which is the most expensive thing in the fucking world.
So you're delivering a consistent product.
Well, no, what I'm saying
is they fucking drivel.
But you get all these people in a fucking room. All these people are here to see you.
I feel like I'm being an asshole. Am I being an asshole?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Right. But I'm saying, like, all these fucking people have done all these things to see you get up there and do something, and you're contributing fucking nothing. You're doing nothing. You're getting up there. You have all these people. You could say something. You could have all these people paying attention. You know these people are paying attention to you right now. We have people. We have, like, a couple hundred people paying attention to us.
So you got 50 punchlines? Say one thing that's somewhat
But that's what
profound.
I'm saying is, like, that's why I feel like this, exactly. That's why I feel like this is, as lame as it sounds, like, this is not a consumable. This is to be absorbed. Put this, it's fucking hour you have to dedicate your time listening to this. But, like, I see all these, like, people get up there and, like.
Kyle Kinane, like, has legitimately changed the way I think about some things.
I just fucking, I don't know why. I think the people who do it are lazy. I don't think that I give more fault on the people who are doing it than the people
I don't
who
think
like
they're
it.
Lazy. I think they want approval. And I think
I see that's where I disagree is I think the people who are creating it are lazier than the people who are going to it. Because I think the people who are going to it just want to have a good time.
Like Hannibal Buress. He's changed the way I think about some things.
How so?
Subtly. How so? Okay. so he talked about he has a bit about environmentalism. And
I liked what Gary Johnson said about environmentalism.
What's that?
Mr. Johnson, where do you stand on the Green Initiative? The sun's going to swallow us up in a couple million years anyway, so, you know, whatever. And I was like, that's the most relatable thing a politician has said the entire election cycle as far as I'm concerned.
I like Gary Johnson. That's who I'm planning on voting.
I'm just going to do what I always do.
Vote for Batman?
Yep. vote for Batman and then ride in Batman villains.
But he has a joke about how
every vote matters.
When
Nick.
He brushes his teeth, he leaves the sink on because he says, you know, you don't know it, but there might be somebody drowning in a lake somewhere, and maybe all he needs is an inch of water, and him leaving the water on might be what saves that guy. So I mean, it's a joke, of course,
right?
Of course, but like it kind of it makes you not. Because, you know, that's what I studied in school, was not environmentalism, but, but environmental science.
Swim team.
Because it's something that's important to me. But it kind of takes the piss out of, I guess, some of the
staunch Nickelodeon in-between cartoons. Like, don't you want to save the Earth? Because that was one of them, was one of those.
Oh, it just takes the piss out of some of the some of the bitterness that I have about that subject.
Yeah.
And it made me laugh. And, like, it kind of made me, like, say, like, man, you know, maybe I need to relax a little bit. You know what I mean? Subtly. I didn't, like, consciously think that.
So instead of relaxing on environmentalism, you just started attacking other comedians?
But, you know what I mean? Like, there is a little bit of a message. And probably he doesn't even, like, think, like, I'm gonna fucking change people's minds. I'm gonna make people hate the environment.
I don't think the good ones notice they're doing it.
But you know what I mean?
Because I think if you go out of it, it's like, I'm gonna change lives.
It's obviously.
Then you come across like an asshole. David Cross. Sorry, I can't fucking. Right. I mean, it's obviously
from his perspective. I'm just speculating. It's obviously a way.
That's
for,
all this is. We don't fucking know these people.
It's
from
it's
their
a
own
way
balls.
For him to justify some behavior that he does that he probably knows is not ethically sound. You know what I mean? So like it, in a very small way, he's saying, yeah, I know I should shut the water off, but. Maybe I'm saving some guy's life. It's a joke.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
It's a way for him to justify.
Right. It's a way for him to justify not using his hand to shut the water off. So it's subtle. It's small.
It's more.
Joke.
It's more creative.
It's what
than
human
going,
brains do. It's what.
Why'd you throw that Coke can out, Patrick? Well, I don't want it in my car.
Right. 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 Right.
Yeah.
It's so like, you know, it's just a subtle. Yeah.
No, I'm
justification.
But if you do listen to Cat
really,
Williams, don't stop listening to the show. We need the downloads. No,
ago.
I just we're gonna go ahead and disagree with that. I would like to continue as many downloads as possible. You can find us funny and find them funny. That's fine. I don't mind that.
I do.
Well, that's Nick. That's cool. I want you to keep listening. Hey, let's stop right here because we have two episodes. Let's stop right here. So we have two episodes recorded. Right.
And
so, no.
And
no. You say the stupid. No, say the thing right now, and then this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna act like we're done recording.
All
right. Save
so
it.
So that's been
and
a
then
funny.
Come back. So that was a funny. Oh man, that was good.
That was a
hey,
funny
Joe,
one.
Stay tuned. We're gonna get into your email.
That was a good one.
We're
going
to get into your email.
All right.
So thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Through Being Cool Podcast.
We'll be taking showers.
If you need us, we'll
with
be...
with our jogging shorts.
We'll be... next week, we'll be taking... Kenny West might be back week
we'll
after
be,
next. Who knows? Hopefully.
Having comes with her
we'll be
short pants
taking
on.
Bubble pants. Well, bubble pants. We'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
I was having a coffee.
I know.
Born ugly, raised sexy.
All right, wait a second.